Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. You're invited to join us here toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. Skype on into the show here tonight at username lrn.fm. And tell us, well, you can tell us anything you want. That is the point of Free Talk Live. But tell us how you feel after this Ross Ulbricht verdict has come down. And as was predicted by the federal prisoner, whose letter we read earlier this week on these very radio waves, as he predicted, the judge gave Ross Ulbricht, the man who is admitted to having been the creator of the Silk Road, the world's most renowned, infamous,
notorious
drug website, underground marketplace. They sold not just drugs, but there was fake IDs and hacking tools and some questionable stuff there.
There were also books, like legally, you know, printed, lawful to own books that were sold on there.
So he's been found guilty. Of course, we knew that. That happened earlier this year. But sentenced today in the same federal court by the same awful, tyrannical judge.
Forrest Grump.
To Judge Forrest is her last name. To life in prison with no possibility of parole. So here we are. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. And joining you in the studio tonight, by the way, it's Ian here.
Danica.
And Daryl.
All right. So obviously this is, it's on a lot of people's minds right now, people in the liberty movement who care about ending the insane war on drugs and who can recognize that what Ross Ulbricht did was heroic. Despite all the apologies he made to the judge in the letter that he wrote, and I guess that letter was delivered to the court within the last couple of weeks. We read it earlier this week here on Free Talk Live. Despite the tearful apology and bending over backwards to try to do everything they could to reduce the sentence, including having 100 letters written by people as diverse as the to include the people that he was actually in jail with, in the holding system, or whatever you want to call it. Let me get into the story here from Wired.com. Andy Greenberg has been following this case since before it was a case. It was Andy Greenberg who got the first interview with Dread Pirate Roberts. And this was probably in mid-2013, so before the site was taken down. It was taken down in, I think it was October of 2013.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yes.
And then, of course, in November of 2013, Silk Road 2.0 launched with a real thumb in the or a finger in the face of the federal government. And of course, now there are more black market websites than ever before. There are more listings on those sites in total than ever before. And so, for all the money and the time and the effort, and now the money they're going to be spending putting him in prison, for all the effort that has been expended on this, there's more drugs available than ever.
So much for his sentencing being a warning to other dealers.
Well, yeah, they definitely want to send a message, as the judge will say.
It seems as though whenever the federal government declares war on something, there's more of that thing. There's been the war on poverty going on for nearly 50 years.
Mm-hmm.
There's more people that are in poverty now than there were 50 years ago. Yep. The war on drugs, and there's more people using drugs and selling drugs and manufacturing drugs
and
now.
And harder drugs.
Then they're right, and a lot of the harder drugs were created because of the war on drugs,
like crack,
synthetic cannabis, which is 20 times worse than cannabis, and I would dare say probably as bad as like heroin, is only a thing because cannabis was made illegal.
I don't know if it's as bad as heroin, but synthetic cannabis is definitely
you
something.
You smoke enough of it, it's going to kill you.
anything, I'm sure, is going to kill you.
From what I've heard, the reason people will smoke more of it is because it delivers a different kind of high. So they don't realize that they're getting high, and then now I'm high, and I've already smoked a lot of it.
It depends. So synthetic cannabis is...
It smells like burnt plastic. That's pretty much all I know about it.
Synthetic cannabis is sort of a generic term that encompasses all kinds of different chemical configurations. And so it's hard to say what synthetic cannabis does, right? There are different brands, there are different tweakings to the chemical structure of this product, and that can result in some very different experiences. So, I mean, I've had a couple of experiences, probably about three experiences with so-called synthetic cannabis. The first one was at the Porcupine Freedom Festival a few years ago when a new mover at that time offered me some of this synthetic cannabis, and I'd never tried it before. I thought, I've heard about this, give it a try. And that was fine. I got a very similar stone to what I would get off of regular cannabis. It did have a lot of the same properties to it. Then later on, I tried some other supposed synthetic cannabis, and I nearly tripped on that. I took like two hits and felt that I had started tripping and stopped at that point because I had not intended to trip on smoking what was supposed to ape cannabis. Right now, cannabis is it's a mild psychedelic in its natural form. So whatever they did to tweak the THC molecule definitely made it more than mild in this particular structure that I consumed with our former Tuesday night co-host Rich Paul a couple of years ago. So I would say there is a wide variety of products out there that call themselves synthetic cannabis. But you may have things to say about this Ross Ulbricht situation. We definitely want to go to you and your thoughts. So let's start, and I don't know what you're calling about, but Brett, you're on the line here on Skype. Hello, Brett.
Yo, hey. I just wanted to talk about this Ross, Ulbricht.
Please.
I have never been more sickened with our government than today, than what has happened today.
Why?
Silk Road was a bastion for freedom, and
that's why they did what they did, right? I mean, that's why they went after Ross Ulbricht with the maximum force.
Well, of course, and I agree with what you said earlier that, I've been in the same situation as you. I've, some bold drugs, I guess, and I've had some very bad trips, and I've also, I'm not trying to incriminate myself here, but I've gotten some stuff from Silk Road, and they were the, purest, everything was good, so mm-hmm. Honestly, the very safest method of getting, what you're trying to get. And, it's just very sad.
You sound like you're having trouble putting sentences together. You're so upset about this.
Let me ask this question real quick. I understand being upset about it, but can you honestly say that you are surprised?
No, I'm not. Of course I'm not surprised, but I'm upset that this war on drugs is still going on, and it's funny to me because the Silk Road got taken down and three more popped up, and then the other three or whatever got taken down, and then 20 more popped up. It's like they're not gonna stop this. I don't know. Yeah, right, you're right. I can't put.
We've heard you out. Thanks, Brett. Appreciate the call. Toll free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. I get it, man. It's frustrating.
It is really upsetting compared to the really unfair trial I went through. It was just. What? Well,
yeah, and the story. Unfair is a vast understatement.
I agree.
It was a kangaroo court, and that's probably offensive to actual kangaroo courts.
Poor kangaroos.
I can definitely understand where Brett is coming from. It's hard to find words to express the frustration that, a lot of us feel over the war on drugs, the total lack of compassion.
I came up with some words earlier. None of them can be repeated on the radio.
Yeah. When was this? When you heard the verdict or something?
Well, when I saw it.
Yeah.
But again, I wasn't surprised.
You knew, right. And like I said, it's sad, but it's not a surprise.
I would have been surprised if he got less than 30 years.
So our toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. We're going to come back. We'll continue with more of your calls and thoughts here. Ross Ulbricht sentenced to life in prison. No possibility for parole. Now, there is still a possibility they could appeal. Don't get your hopes up, though, that that's going to change anything. We can talk about that, what's going to come in the future here for Ross Ulbricht. But for the immediate future, it's going to be federal prison, and we don't yet know which one. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number.
Ew, get the stinky dog away from me.
PD stopped eating. All his hair fell out.
Mounds and mounds of fur.
Our hairballs have hairballs.
Bad breath and bad gas.
Chew himself raw. Sticky, gooey, smelly.
She scratched incessantly.
At least $5,000 in vet bills.
And all it took was one container of Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Adding Dynavite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
The shedding has stopped and the itching has stopped.
Tons of energy. No more bad smell.
She has gotten this puppy look. Her coat has sheen.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
My vet was completely blown away.
Dynavite's the bomb.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Yuvia needed financing to grow her restaurant business, but her bank simply didn't understand.
I was frustrated.
Yuvia found OnDeck Business Loans.
OnDeck did it for me. I called on Saturday, and I had $50,000 in my account on Monday morning.
How about the terms?
Incredibly easy. It doesn't mess with your cash flow.
OnDeck changed everything.
This company, OnDeck, is going to be there for me.
Was it a good move?
I'm looking to increase sales probably 30%.
Been in business for at least a year with 100,000 plus in revenue? OnDeck can get you $5,000 to $250,000 in as little as one business day. And they're A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau.
OnDeck has opened up so many doors for me now. Truly, truly, the sky is the limit. I'm excited.
Apply now at OnDeckLending.com or call 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430.
Loan subject to lender approval.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live. You're invited to join us here toll-free at 855-450-FREE. Share your thoughts after the what seemed like an inevitable life verdict, life in prison with no parole
for Ross Ulbricht. That's actually just the beginning. It gets worse.
It does?
Yes.
Okay, and tell me about that.
But talk first, about that. Have you or someone that you know been a victim of electronic pickpocketing? If not, you might be wondering what that is. Well, thieves can pass near you with a scanner and read the data on the RFID chips that may exist in your credit and debit cards. Those thieves can then use that information to charge your credit cards for their purchases, or worse yet, compromise your identity. Now, thanks to ID Stronghold, there's an easy way to prevent electronic pickpocketing from happening to you or your loved ones. ID Stronghold has been making products to block electronic pickpocketing since 2005, and some of their most loyal customers are military personnel that place a high value on personal security. Now you can also have that same protection in the form of great leather RFID blocking wallets made by ID Stronghold. That's right. All you need to do is switch your wallet for a quality leather wallet from ID Stronghold with built-in protection against electronic pickpocketing. Visit IDStronghold.com and you can see their huge selection of his and hers wallets. That's IDStronghold.com and tell them Ian Freeman sent you. IDStronghold.com. As we continue here, Daryl, before I get back onto the phone calls here, what do you mean when you say it gets worse?
It gets much worse.
How could it be worse than life in prison?
Are you talking about all that money?
In addition, and this from the Wired article that you mentioned, in addition to his prison sentence, Albrecht was ordered to pay restitution of more than $183 million.
Well, I'm sure he's going to get right on that.
All of the money that was seized from him will be credited towards that amount.
Right, which isn't even near that amount, right? Wasn't it only like $80 million worth of Bitcoin or something?
I think it was like 18.
Yeah, okay. So, all right, so what's he going to do about the rest of the $100 million plus?
Nothing. Well, my guess is the feds are going to come after his family for that.
How could they be responsible for
his
actions?
I really hope not. Yeah, they can't be responsible for his actions.
I don't know. I'm just speculating, but the feds want their money, and they're going to get it however
they can get it. His family didn't have any money. They gave it all basically up to...
and they needed more for all that fundraising.
Right.
They couldn't pay for all that themselves.
Right. They essentially... I think they got like a second mortgage on their house or something crazy like that. I mean, these people have no money. So they're not going to get blood from a stone in this case. And I don't understand.
They'll sure as hell try.
Well, maybe they will. But I don't. I mean, I guess if that happens, Daryl, I definitely want to know about it because I'd be shocked that somebody can. I mean, I understand they hold parents responsible for not sending their kids to school. But that's when they're under the age of 18 and ostensibly are their wards. And so they're supposed to have this obligation to get them to school. But once you turn 18, then generally you don't see parents getting charged for the actions of their kids. I mean, did Jeffrey Dahmer's parents have to go and pay a bunch of money?
But the parents are accepting donations for the legal defense fund. And my guess is the feds will try to confiscate everything from the defense fund before they pay the attorneys.
Oh, my God.
Again, purely speculation.
Does that ever happen? I mean, look, is it speculation based on you ever hearing of anything like that in the past?
No, it's speculation based on I know they want their money and they'll take what they can get.
So take that with a grain of salt, listeners. It's total speculation based on just total speculation. Okay,
yes.
Got it. Let's go to your calls and thoughts here. We've got, I believe we got Stephen on the line via Skype, which at the moment is not responding. So stand by, Stephen. We'll get you on here in a moment. Stephen is with us, and he's in Texas. Skype, by the way, our username here is lrn.fm. Go ahead, Stephen.
Hey, been listening to your show for a couple of months. I do have a couple questions, thanks, about your content. So you guys often refer, or it seems to me you guys refer to the government as the state, and I'm wondering what is the distinction there? Like, why would someone say the state versus the government?
So when I use the term the state, I am using it as like a proper noun where both letters are capitalized. So if I'm writing it out, it would be capital T, capital S. And the state is an entity that claims a monopoly on the use of force in a given area. So, for instance, you're in Texas, so the government of the state of Texas would be the state in Texas. And they claim a monopoly on the use of force. So if you do something that they have written in a book that says you can't do, so you're driving and you're not wearing a seatbelt, they will use force to either get you to comply or get money from you.
I mean, are you using it as a synonym for government?
In some ways.
Mm-hmm.
Typically, I'll say state when I'm referring to an actual state's law, then the government for the federal government.
I can use the state when I'm talking about the feds, the state itself, or the local government, because to me it's all a concept.
Right. It can be all
any
the
government
same.
Is the state. So what do you think about that, Stephen? Go ahead.
Is there? Yeah. It's a bit confusing, just I suppose, for someone not totally familiar with the ideas of liberty. But is there an example, like, can you have an example of a state that doesn't have a government, or does the term then don't apply?
I wouldn't. There have been stateless societies throughout history.
That wouldn't be called a state then, right?
It would not be called a state.
Right. So I think the answer is no. You cannot have the state without people calling themselves government at the same time.
Okay.
And right, so, but you can't have a group of people living somewhere without a government.
Sure.
Okay.
Which would have nothing to do with a state.
So if you guys, and this is just my general sense from you guys from listening to your show, if you guys are against the state, does that mean that you're an anarchist?
I'm not an anarchist because I think the word anarchist says, you know, essentially means no rulers. And I like the idea of self-rule. So I think that you should govern yourself and rule yourself. So that would not make me an anarchist. What about you, Danica?
I wouldn't consider myself really an anarchist. I consider myself more of a voluntarist, whereas everything I feel should be done on a voluntary or consensual basis.
I like voluntarists, too. That's a good one.
It's just like, you know, a bunch of people volunteering together to, hey, let's pave a better road so that everybody can enjoy it. We'll all each volunteer equal amounts of time and labor to get this done. That's
one way it could be done. That's one way. Maybe, you know, consensual road could be built by a company
that's not funding the state, right? Or something. Yeah. If I want to put all my money into a company that can pot themselves, sure.
Daryl, are you an anarchist? People have used the term to describe me. If push came to shove, I would say I am an anti-archist, meaning that I am opposed to the idea of rulers that rule through coercion.
Okay.
I do use the term voluntarist at times. I also use the term libertarian, and I see the word libertarian as encompassing all of those anarchists, voluntarist, libertarian, and not the Glenn Beck, Sarah Palin type libertarians that aren't really libertarians, like
so
actual libertarian.
L, not an uppercase L.
Well, neither one of them are uppercase L's. I am a life member of the Libertarian
An
Party.
An uppercase L means that you are a member of the Libertarian Party.
Yes.
A lowercase L means that you are just a libertarian.
Right, you ascribe to the libertarian ideology.
Steven, does that help you at all?
Yeah, so generally if you're against the state, then you just want to have some kind of either self-rule or voluntary association with the government.
Yeah, I would say that would be fairly accurate. Thank you for the call tonight. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, and you can join us just like Stephen did there via Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. There's a lot more to say about Ross Ulbricht. What's coming up next for him? I mean, now he's got life in prison. And we don't yet know which prison. We got details, 855, 453, and want to hear your thoughts and feelings on this. It's Free Talk Live.
Are you suffering from EP? The symptoms include fraudulent charges to your credit card. Your Subway card says it's empty, but you bought it yesterday. Someone's been in your hotel room, but the desk clerk says they only show you entering the room. These are signs of EP. Electronic pickpocketing. Payment cards, transit cards, even hotel room keys use a radio chip so you can just wave your card at the register, the turnstile, or your hotel room door. But what's convenient for you is also convenient for thieves, waving scanners to electronically pickpocket you without even touching you. The good news is there's a cure. ID Stronghold has created leather wallets and clutches that have built-in EP protection. Layers of shielding material cleverly concealed in a beautiful leather wallet that stops the symptoms of EP. Go to IDStronghold.com now and get the cure. IDStronghold.com. Warning, ID Stronghold wallets could lead to feelings of safety and security, comfort in crowds, and euphoria. If you experience these emotions, immediately inform your friends and family about IDStronghold.com so they can feel better too.
In the U.S. alone, a home invasion occurs every 13 seconds. On top of that, the average response time for 911 is over 15 minutes. That just won't cut it. Don't allow yourself or the important people in your life to be victims. When seconds matter, don't be caught stumbling for your firearm. Get the protection you deserve. Get yourself a hidden holster from HiddenHolster.com. It's the original hidden holster.
The hidden holster is quick, easy, and convenient. It's versatile enough for the home, workplace, or virtually anywhere else you might need it. Have peace of mind with your firearm close by at all times. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. If you own a firearm, you need a hidden holster. Your protection matters, and self-defense is the best defense. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. The original hidden holster.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
KatieArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Katie offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KatieArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free tactical scarf for a limited time with any body armor package. That's KatieArmor.com. Come and take it.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates, 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
You may join us here on the radio waves. You can talk about Ross Ulbricht and him being sentenced to life in prison for running a website. That's really what we're talking about here. We're not talking about a drug kingpin who was murdering people. That's what the federal government would like you to believe about Ross Ulbricht. But the people who were alleging that he was committing murders, as in hiring people, hiring hitmen to kill competitors and things like that, kill people that had ostensibly were threatening to reveal information about his site, to be more specific. But, you know, in that situation, there's no real evidence for that beyond just some logs that were ostensibly found on his computer, which, of course, could have been planted there by the DEA agent who had skimmed some Bitcoin off of the top of the entire situation when they'd confiscated Ross's Bitcoin. Also, a Secret Service agent was illegally on the take as well. So he ended up finding out that these agents were very, very dishonest. In this case,
the judge would not allow the defense to bring any of that up during the initial trial because of an ongoing investigation.
Exactly. And that was one of the myriad of things that this judge was suppressing at the trial to essentially prevent Ross from actually being able to present his case. But you actually, before we go on with the calls here tonight, Daryl, you were doing a little digging on Google or wherever, and you found some federal guidelines.
It's not necessarily federal guidelines. There's a website called PrisonTalk.com,
okay,
and they have forums, and one of the forum topics is about federal restitution. And
you know, these guys, a lot of guys who spend time in prison know the system, right? Like, they know what the limits are and the restrictions are. So I take this as good word.
Right, and the person that makes this post, he... You know, apparently the people know who he is. He says, as you know, I do this, that, and the other thing. And so he talks about some of the restitution stuff. And apparently I was incorrect in part of my speculation. Maybe. Okay. If Ross's parents own anything that is in their name plus Ross's, that can be seized.
It can be. Okay.
Yes. If Ross's name is on anything, that can be seized.
Got it.
But if it is not in Ross's name and it's just owned by a family member, it cannot be.
Okay, good.
So their house can't be taken as long as Ross is not on the mortgage.
Right.
Okay.
So the legal fund, if Ross's name is somehow tied as an owner of the fund, then the feds could probably seize that. There's also information about the commissary funds that inmates have. Right. So anything over, and this was written back in 2004, so the limit might be higher now than what it was then.
Or lower.
Or lower. But at the time this was written, the limit was $290 per month that could be put onto a commissary fund that would not be able to be seized towards the restitution. So, for instance, this guy talks about he was ordered to pay $6 million in restitution, and he was allowed $290 per month in his commissary. Anything over that was liable to be seized and credited toward or debited towards his restitution that he owed.
So don't give a big donation to Ross Ulbricht's commissary, or else it'll just go and flush down the federal drain.
Right.
All right. Well, thank you for looking that up, Daryl. I appreciate the clarification. Let's go to Mr. Met. He's on the line in Florida. Mr. Met, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Danica, and Daryl.
Yeah, and I'm so sick of this pity party I'm reading about on Twitter and hearing on the radio. This guy, he knew all the risks that he was taking when he was a criminal. He was a drug dealer.
Well, that's not a bad thing.
Well, maybe not to you, but the rest of the civilized world, it's a crime.
Have you ever bought alcohol?
Yes, I believe alcohol is legal.
It doesn't matter. You're buying from a drug dealer.
At one time, alcohol was illegal.
Yeah, why isn't the person who sold you alcohol a criminal in your mind?
Listen, I called to talk about this case. You're trying to sidetrack me. You don't want to deal.
That's because you're a hypocrite.
Excuse me. You don't want to deal with the facts of the case. He was on trial. He was convicted. 3 hours, the jury listened to all the testimony. They went to deliberate for 3 hours, found him guilty. He was guilty of money laundering, selling drugs, hiding behind his little keyboard, and also threatening to kill people.
No, that was not one of the charges in the trial. I'm sorry, you're incorrect about that. He has not been indicted, from my understanding, with the murder charges at this point. That was just a way that they painted him with a real negative brush to try to make him look bad in front of the jury. This man should have been given an award for the life's work that he has put out into the world that has made the world a better place. It has made the world a safer place, and it has helped people.
Hey, listen, and his mother has rejected your help. He has read in his letter that you read yesterday, he said he wishes he would have went down a different path. He was totally wrong.
Anybody will say anything when they're facing life in prison.
Excuse me, that's not the case. There are principled people like Mr. Chris Cantwell who will stand by the words he uses and stand by the actions he takes. He doesn't go and bow when there's a first sign of danger. Okay, if this guy thought he was innocent, he should have stood up and said, what he did was right, and he doesn't feel he did anything wrong. This guy is...
Well, I would have loved to have had him say that, but he didn't do that, and you can't blame somebody for that. You know, even Chris Cantwell might apologize to a judge if he was facing life in prison as well, and I suspect you might too. Thanks, Mr. Met, for your call tonight. 855-450-FREE.
And also, it should be noted that Chris has had numerous interactions with police officers where he did not shoot them.
Yep, that's true.
That is right.
He's actually had conversations with police officers as though they were human beings, amazingly enough.
And I know at least five people that have taken one of his paper clips and never got killed.
What did you say, Danica?
Didn't he actually also in the videos say thank you to the police officer for being
yeah.
there?
Yeah. And yeah,
so he's actually thanked them too.
Courteous towards them and really was surprised with how courteous they've been towards him in certain incidents as well. So, I mean, Chris Cantwell is a human being just like everybody else. And when human beings are put under an extreme pressure, there's no chance of would like to believe that they wouldn't do. And while I share, like James Babb, for instance, made a great post on Facebook. I'm going to see if I can pull it up, but we've had James on the show. He's a Philly area activist, where he points out, and I think correctly so, fawning lawyers kissing judge butt accomplished nothing. All that money would have been better spent on a jailbreak. Now, obviously, a jailbreak isn't likely going to, you know, be very successful, and I don't think he was serious about that. But I think what he's saying is that this was essentially throwing a bunch of money down a hole if Ross wasn't going to stand on principle. Here's what he follows it up with, saying, of course, hindsight's 20/20, but did anyone expect a different outcome? What if from day one, Ross had proudly taken ownership of his accomplishments? What if he had spent the last few years making a moral case for free markets? What if the judge had been treated as the enemy that she is? What could possibly have gone worse? We always lose on their battlefield, but we have a chance of winning when we appeal directly to the public, which, of course, is what didn't happen as of 2 days into the trial. Our friends, Derek J. Freeman and some of the other activists from the Keene area.
James and Jay.
Right. They went down, the proprietors of 101 Deals, they went down, they had signs. There were several people, including a couple folks came out from Manchester as well. They all carpooled down. There were some of the folks from Philly, James Babb was there, and others came out to do some jury nullification outreach to the jurors. They came out to hold signs informing the potential jurors about what the sentence might be for Ross, because that's one of the things they'll never tell a jury in court, is what the possible sentence is that the person is facing. And so they tried to get information to these people. They tried to run some level of a PR campaign towards these jurors, and they were shut down by virtue of the fact that the judge threatened the jury with sequestering. And essentially that pressured Ross and his mother into asking the activists to go home. And that, I think, changed the direction of where things could have gone for the trial into just basically begging for the state's mercy. 855-450-FREE, and that didn't work. More coming up here on Free Talk Live.
In a trial by jury, the primary function of a juror is not to dispense punishment to the accused. It is to protect your fellow citizens from being unjustly deprived of their life, liberty, or property. As a juror, you can say no to unjust laws and prevent government abuses of power by refusing to convict. Legislative, executive, judicial, the fourth branch of government is we the people. Find out more from the Fully Informed Jury Association at fija.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live, you can join us on the radio waves here toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Life in prison for Ross Ulbricht. He is the man who I think is a hero for doing what he did, for creating the Silk Road, which has been a real benefit to humanity. Joining you in the studio tonight, by the way, it's Ian.
Danica.
And Daryl.
Don't forget to check out Daryl's website, fpp.cc. I imagine you've reposted this news there already.
Not yet.
Okay.
Although it's interesting that you went ahead and mentioned the website, because I'm having the anniversary sale this weekend.
Of FPP.cc.
Of FPP. So all of the books that you can purchase with Bitcoin directly from the Bitcoin store, you can now send 10% of your purchase to the Free Ross Legal Defense Fund
if you use
coupon code ROSS.
So coupon code ROSS over at fpp.cc. Books are available there of a variety of different types.
Right, and 15% discount over the weekend.
So we don't yet know, by the way, where Ross is going to end up in prison. That remains to be seen. As soon as we find that out, we'll give you that information. He is sentenced to life with no possibility of parole. And I want to continue with your calls and thoughts here. Let's go to Troy, listening in Minnesota to WNMT. Hey, Troy.
Hey, guys. How you doing tonight?
Good. Go ahead, sir.
Hey. Well, you guys know how I feel about smoking, you know, weed anyway. But bottom line is, the sentence that this old boy got, that's way out of line. He should have got 6 months. I mean, really? I mean,
well, that'd be nice. Prison?
Well, they wouldn't have been able to give him 6 months because he's already spent a year and a half in there. So even if there was no mandatory minimum,
go.
Yeah,
you know?
It would have been time served. But, boy, that would be a wonderful world if we lived in that one.
Judge got any type of explanation why?
No, and apparently she also doesn't have a heart or any kind of shred of humanity left inside of her. Because this woman went over and above even what the prosecutors were recommending.
The prosecutors wanted 30 years or 35?
They didn't give a specific number. The prosecutors said they wanted significantly more than the minimum, which was 20.
20, yeah.
So that could have meant anything. And the judge, you know, again, it's just a recommendation. The judge can do whatever she darn well pleases. And it's pretty clear to me that she's had it in for Ross since day number one of this entire situation coming to her courtroom.
But still, I mean, when you think about all the stuff that goes on out there with these major drug dealers and everything, they don't get life in prison, you know?
Yeah, well, they want to send a message. You know, that's part of what's going on here is that Ross Ulbricht is the first person to go down for operating one of these underground drug marketplaces. And so basically they want to give him a real good spanking so as to show the other people out there who are running the other dozen plus 20, whatever, how many of them there are now, underground drug marketplaces on the Internet to try to scare them out of doing what they're doing. And, of course, they won't be dissuaded. Because, well, you know, there are always people who are willing to take the risk of operating within the black market because there are great rewards in that are concomitant with those risks.
Yeah, but, you know, I mean, I don't know what a person could do at this point in time, you know, throw a bunch of money at it. But
that doesn't seem to have helped so far. I mean, I can't say I'm particularly pleased with the attorney in Ross's case, Joshua Dreidel. I still am supporting Ross just because... Well, I want to support Ross, and this is the only way to do it. But I'm not happy with the idea that this guy walked into court during the opening statement and said, yeah, my client did it. But, you know, and then tried to tell some story that suggested that Ross wasn't involved for the entire time of the Silk Road, which may be the truth. But ultimately, that was never told.
It's another overreach of our government. You know, I mean, overreach of the court systems, you know, and I'm not really into punishing, you know, these people like him. I mean, really, how much harm did he really do, you know?
I'm with you, Troy. Thanks for your call tonight, man. I appreciate you sharing your thoughts. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Yeah, 6 months have been great for this, but...
Time served would have been better.
Yeah. Now they're just going to steal whatever this brilliant man could have brought to the world. I mean, he could have brought so much else to the world that was wonderful, just like the Silk Road. And now he will be prohibited from doing anything for the world, except for maybe, you know, maybe he'll write from his cell. I mean, if we're lucky, that's what we'll get out of Ross. That's about all you can do.
Yeah, it would be great if he wrote a book.
Or anything, series of articles or whatever. I mean, I'd be happy to publish them. I think that'd be fantastic. Tell the story at this point. You got nothing to lose. Unless, of course, she gets an appeal to a new trial, which I highly doubt is going to happen. Maybe he'll get an appeal, because he could appeal a couple different things, right? Like, as I understand it, and I'm not a lawyer, but he could appeal the verdict. You know, he could appeal certain points of law from the first trial, saying, oh, well, you know, these things were done incorrectly by the trial court.
Suppression of evidence.
Yeah, so there's that. And then there's also, he could try to appeal the judge's decision to grant him a new trial, because they did try to get that after after he was found guilty. They put in a motion for a retrial, basically, and the judge, of course, said, well, no, my trial, my courtroom's fine. Everything's fine here. Everything's just peachy. Let's not do anything like that.
Yeah,
I have problems.
I don't know of any judge that will grant a motion to reconsider
his own trial.
Opinion.
Yeah. Right.
Oh, you know what? You made a really good point. I did goof up.
Yeah, exactly. So, well, I mean, but that's what you would appeal, right? You would appeal the judge's decision to not allow the retrial. So I guess there's a couple different ways they can come at this. And you're welcome to share your thoughts. Maybe you are an attorney and you've studied the case in a detailed manner. We'd love to hear from you. 855-450-FREE. Let's go to Jesse in Lake Isabella. Jesse, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Danica, and Daryl.
Hi, how are you doing?
Hey, go ahead, sir. Good.
Yeah, we're talking about bad cop versus good cop. We had an incident, me and my wife. We're going through a foreclosure process. We're trying to save the home. The deputies come out and try to give us notice on levying the house. We go down to the courthouse, the Kern County Courthouse here, and we're discussing the paperwork. My wife gets intimidated by it. She's starting to tear up a little bit. And I tell her that if we're going to have to take care of it, we're going to have to take care of it here. Now, yeah, I did get into a loud voice with it because we were both pretty upset about the situation. Out of nowhere pop 7 deputies. They're all in our face.
Oh.
They pull my wife away, sit her down in a corner, and sit her down, making her all nervous. They're telling me one guy's bulldogging me. Another 4 deputies are kind of like cooling down the situation. One's telling me if I don't get out, he's going to arrest me. And I said, if you arrest me, I'm going to go ahead and sue you for false arrest. Now, he's bulldogging me the whole time while these other deputies are kind of calming him down. Mm. The deputies look at him, and they're about ready to size him up and get him out the door. But picture this from a lady's perspective. My wife is in the corner, and she's tearing up, and they're intimidating the hell out of her.
Has she ever been treated like that before by police?
Never.
Okay. Yeah, but that's frustrating.
Yeah,
makes you want to do something as the man in the situation, which of course they would love to have you do, right? If they're intimidating your wife, you might lunge at one of those officers in your frustration and anger.
You might raise your voice, and then they would get you for contempt of cop.
The sheriff here is really great. I've known him for a lot of years, and you know what? I don't know what's going on, but when they allow one guy to bounce around and make these threats and get in your face, and he was drawing me into a confrontation. He wanted me to hit him. But
so he wasn't even the lead deputy, if there's such a thing? He was just a deputy just like the others?
He wanted to be the lead deputy. He was just back there agitating the situation. And my wife's over here crying, bawling her eyes out.
That's
so
awful.
When I finally make the complaint about this, the guy tells me, well, they're up on an adrenaline pump when they're at the courthouse because of the situation.
What situation is that?
He never did explain what situation.
Did they think that you were threatening your wife because you raised your voice?
That's what I came to the conclusion of. When we were driving home, they had her in there surrounded. This same jerk-off that was trying to agitate me kept telling her, and it kept irritating me. He kept telling her, you want me to drive you somewhere? You want me to drive you somewhere? And I kept thinking, and it made her nervous. Just picture yourself. You're a lady, and here's this one guy that's agitating your husband. And there's six other sheriff deputies there, all around you and in your face. And this one guy's bouncing around telling, your wife, is there anywhere I can take you? That spooked the hell out of me.
Well, needless to say, you didn't feel protected and served in that incident, huh?
I was terrified. My wife was terrified. She was terrified. Now, I was terrified that this guy and all these guys around me in my face, one guy was right there 3 inches away telling me that, do you know who I am? I own this courthouse. This guy was this is his courthouse. He said, this is my courthouse. This is the sheriff's bailiff.
Did you? Now, what happens if you bring out a video camera inside the court facility?
You know what? They'd probably boot my ass out.
Yeah, well, they would do the same thing here, unfortunately. And we can get cameras into the courtroom, no problem. They start to get real antsy when you pull a camera out in the courthouse around here, and they've arrested multiple activists for it. Thanks for sharing your story, Jesse. I can totally empathize with it, having spent plenty of time in courts. In fact, I was in one today, as a matter of fact. The toll-free number is 855-453. So was Ross Ulbricht. We've got more to say about his situation where he's now going to stay in prison for the rest of his life. It's Free Talk Live. We're running a website, by the way. That's all he did. It's Free Talk Live. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Watching the game again? I thought you were booking our vacation hotel.
Done.
What?
We're staying at America's Best Value Inn, and I scored a triple play when I joined the free value club.
Really?
You get 15% off, a room upgrade, and late checkout when available, plus free Wi-Fi and continental breakfast at most of their 1,000 hotels.
Wow, that really is a slam dunk.
Home run, honey. I think you mean home run.
Score big this summer at America's Best Value Inn at ABVI.com.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risks of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.